carbon matters. It's no longer business as usual, an event being held at the Eden Project on the 11th of October. It's being set up by Paul Holmes, Sustainable Business Development Manager at Eden. Now, Paul has been with Eden for nearly 6 years and looks after relationships with local suppliers working to tackle resource efficiency and sustainability issues, as well as seeking opportunities to develop new products and secure new routes to market. Now, for the past couple of years, Paul has been assigned to the award-winning Clear About Carbon project, focusing on carbon literacy skills for small businesses and preparing them for the transition to a low carbon economy. And that's what this conference is about. Now, before we go into more about the conference, Paul has mentioned something to me about a bike cannot be green. So this has rather sparked my interest. Paul, why can't a bike be green? Why can't you find a green bike?
Well, it's not so much bikes not being green, but if you think about the energy that's required to move a bike, that's a human being. And obviously they eat food, and food has a very high carbon footprint. So it's rather surprising to find that a bike, it has a higher carbon footprint if you were to say, for example, to cycle up to Scotland than going on the train.
Now, is there any way that you can change what you eat to make your bike greener?
Of course. And one of the reasons we put this out into the public domain, because it's so surprising, is because it starts a dialogue about food, actually. And food is a key issue in terms of carbon footprint. At the moment, we put about 9 joules of energy in for every 1 joule of energy that we get out, and that's unsustainable. So although we're talking about carbon, it starts to impact on all sorts of things, of our behaviour, our diet, where we produce food, how we distribute it, how we store it. So carbon is the overarching thing, but actually it starts to touch on every element of what we do.
We are talking really about getting to understand carbon, aren't we, and how it impacts on our lives and how we live our lives really without considering it at the moment. But we are going to be considering it more. Just tell me about this sort of language we're learning.
Well, we talk about something called carbon metrics. And if I can use an analogy, back in 1984 when computers came in, people were very confused about what they were. And there were all sorts of new terms, weren't there, like a mouse and a keyboard and a hard disk. But if I were to ask almost any audience now what a mouse is, for a computer, they would be able to explain to me that it has a laser or a ball on the bottom and you double click on the left and you right click on the right to do different things. So they are computer literate. What I'm saying is in the future we will become carbon literate. Now it's not going to dominate our lives. I use computers all the time, but I wouldn't say I'm a computer expert, but it helps my job. And carbon will help my job in the sense of being more sustainable, looking to drive down costs, looking at opportunities to find new markets. Carbon will become a metric which we'll all become more familiar with.
Okay, so this is one of the issues in the conference, carbon matters. Just tell me a little bit more about this conference. Who's going to be talking and the sort of issues they'll be covering?
I've put this conference together, Carbon Matters, It's No Longer Business as Usual. That's a phrase I've stolen from Nicholas Stern on his groundbreaking report about climate change, which is saying, look, whatever business plan we've had for the past 10 years, it's not going to serve us very well over the next 10 years, and we're going to have to change. So I've had the very great pleasure and privilege over the last couple of years working with Clear About Carbon, meeting business people, academics, intellectuals, politicians, legislators, all of whom say, actually, we can't sustain this level of business or the way we do business at the moment, we need to change. And on that journey, I've met a whole load of very interesting people at the top of their game, and I've really wanted to bring them together to Cornwall to introduce to businesses in Cornwall, look, it is going to change. Now, Clear About Carbon's been working with Cornwall Council, for example. We've been training up their procurement officers, so those officers now have an understanding about carbon as a metric. And in future, and by future I mean next year in Cornwall Council, they're going to be saying to some of their existing suppliers, look, we like the quality of your product, we like your price, and we like the way you work with us, but what are you doing about your carbon footprint? And if you can't answer that question, it's rather like saying, I don't have a health and safety policy, or I'm not really bothered about equality. You won't get to the next stage of the opportunities to deal with the council.
There'll be a part 2 of this podcast coming out soon, where we'll talk about some of the people who'll be at the conference.